Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and I have been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. Now, normally this would be the part where I say, hey, go check out my website at theroofershow.com, where there's a free download. It's called the One-Page Business Plan. I wrote it to help roofing contractors, help the smaller roofing contractor get his business organized to provide some clarity on where you want to go with your business. And once we understand that, we can come back and design a roadmap to get you there. It's an 8-step plan. It asks you the questions. You fill out the answers. You print it out, and you're going to have a pretty good idea of what's going on in your business. And this is what we call working on your business as opposed to working in your business. And that's where so many contractors are. That's where they get stuck. They're working in their business every day. And what we mean by that is you're on the hamster wheel and you're putting out fires all day. You're just dealing with that day-to-day grind. And you're not going to make any progress because you can't see the forest through the trees. And this is the complaint I hear so often with the contractors that call me and the contractors that I'm working with in my coaching programs. And, you know, it's just, hey, I've been stuck at this same sales level for 2 or 3 years. I can't seem to get any growth. I'm not making the money that I should be. I'm working my ass off. You know, weekends, it's causing me problems at home. You know, I don't have a chance to see my kids. And, you know, my wife's not too happy or my husband's not too happy, whatever. It's just on and on, and you're not getting anywhere. So what this plan is designed to do is give you the clarity of where you want to go, give you control of your business, and you start making progress because we have a plan. It's just like a roadmap. I look at it like, let's say we're going to go cross country on a car trip. Hey, we got to plan that out. We've got our destination. Now we've got to come back, and how are we going to get there? We got to know how much gas we're going to need. We need to know where we're going to stop, what's going to be involved. And we're not going to drive there with duct tape over our gauges. Next thing we know, we're out of gas. Hey, engine's overheating. We don't know where the hell we're going. And nobody's happy with that. And that's how so many contractors run their business. They got duct tape over the gauges, so you have no way to check the scoreboard, the gauges. How am I doing? You know, what's going on here? And you can read that. That's the problem with so many roofing contractors. This is what the plan is designed to fix. And if you've got employees in your business, they want to know where the hell this company's going. Are they on a winning team? Do they have a leader? Somebody that's going to provide a great career, a great future for them. And that takes leadership. It's like, you know, okay, you see that mountaintop over there, guys? I'm going to lead you there. I'm going to take the most direct route, and I want everybody to get lined up and follow me. Here's the plan. It's the same deal. They want to know what's going on, and you can take this and show them, you know, this is what our goals are for the year. This is what our goals are for the next few years. This is how everybody fits into the plan because they want to know what's in it for them. And if you can't show them, with confidence, you know, they're going to go somewhere else because they're getting poached every day, offered more money, promises of a great future. And if you don't have that, if you can't show them, you're SOL. And you know, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. It doesn't matter. So you want to have a clear path, a clear vision of what your business is all about. And this is what I want to talk about today. Now, I have covered this a number of times in previous episodes, and you're sitting there going, I've heard this show before, or, you know, what's in it for me? Why should I bother listening to this? Well, I'm going to tell you what's in it for you and why you should be listening to this and why it's so important to really take a step back and let's walk through this. Even if we've done this already, this is a chance to just, hey, it's going to take you 20 minutes. Go download the plan at theroofershow.com and let's walk through it. I'll help you fill it out right now. And it's going to help you. I guarantee it. It's going to improve your business or your money back. Oh, that's right. But I'm going to give you three reasons why you're going to want to listen to this show today. And the first reason is this plan has been downloaded well over 1,000 times. And I talk with contractors. We get started on the coaching calls because they call me on the free call, which is what all you guys should be doing, is while you're downloading the plan, go over to my contact page, click the big button. It's take you to my calendar. Let's set up a time. And, you know, whether it's half hour, hour, if I don't have another call going on, let's talk about your business. See what's going on. See if I can help you or see if it's a good fit for us to work together. There's no obligation, but you will come out of there, you know, with a couple of tips about how to improve your business and some different ways to think about things. And that's what I do. You have nothing to lose. So I have contractors that'll call me and say, well, hey, did you get the plan? Did you download it? And they say, yeah, I did. Well, did you fill it out? I go, well, no, it's sitting in my inbox here. You know, I downloaded it 3 months ago and it's been sitting here and I'm going to get around to it, but I've just been so busy. You know, I'm just running around in circles. No, it's not because you're so busy. It's because you're all screwed up. This is why you want to take the time to do this. This will help you get organized. There's nothing more important that you can do. And I know so many of you are going, God, I hope he talks about getting more leads today, because that's the most downloaded show when I talk about, hey, we just need more leads. No, you don't need more leads. You need to be profitable, get your business organized so you can build that strong foundation, and then you can grow your business. You don't grow your business to be profitable. You have to be profitable to grow your business. So stop talking about scaling, everybody, and, you know, I want to be the biggest guy in town. No, you want to be the most profitable guy in town. That's a different subject. So anyway, I've got all these guys that have downloaded this, but they've never taken the time to fill it out. That's the first problem. The second reason you want to download this, which is more important than the first one, is if you haven't been noticing, watching the news a little bit lately, you know, this economy is a little sketchy. You know, we've been on a 10-year roll. I mean, this economy has been like no other. It has been so hot that, you know, we're not talking about rocket science here to make money in this industry. And if you didn't make money over the last 5 or 10 years, you need to do some deep thinking about, hey, am I really in the cut out for this business? Because you should be. And because it's not always going to be this way. You know, I look at a lot of financial statements and I can read a financial statement in 5 minutes and tell you what's going on in your business, where your problems are, what's going right, what's going wrong. And, you know, a lot of companies, even smaller companies, really have their act together. They're making good money and they're in a good position for growth. There's other companies that are freaking upside down and going, dude, you don't have enough cash to pay your existing bills here. You got a real problem. You are insolvent, technically. You know, you just don't know it. And, you know, it's tough if you are not making money now, because things are going to be changing. party is going to be over and there's going to be a big ass hangover coming. I don't know when, but you know, hey, you know, interest rates kicking up like this, people are having second thoughts about buying, and it's all about having that mentality about being wealthy. You know, I mean, you start having dips in home prices and so forth, there the wealth factor changes, and it changes people's behavior. You know, now, you know, pretty soon you're not going to have a problem getting that new truck. There's going to be a bunch of them on the showroom floor, not like it has been, because people are going to start having second thoughts. And that also comes to when they're going to be, you know, putting all this money into their home. I mean, you know, COVID, it was a great thing for the home improvement business, because people are sitting around looking at their house, you know, their homes, there's nothing else to do. And they go, God damn it, you know, been meaning to get this new roof on here. Well, a lot of that has been done. And now people are going, well, you know, I've already had it done. So you've had a lot of that, you know, kicking the pants, where business has been booming and has been profitable because there's not that many contractors available. So if you haven't jacked your prices to the point where you're making a great profit and, you know, making hay while the sun shines and socking away some dough, socking away money for your retirement, for your kids' educational plan, and living a pretty damn good lifestyle, you may have a problem. And that's what this plan is going to show you. We deal with one of the steps is called the SWOT, and what that is taking a good look at our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Well, you know, there's a big threat out there that this economy goes to hell, and let's say you have a 25% reduction in sales. How are you going to handle that? You know, you're going to have guys that are not going to be around. You're going to start seeing a slowdown in payment of your, you know, of your invoices. Get your cash. Cash is always king, but it's going to be really important, even more important coming up. So keep an eye on all that stuff. And anyway, this is what we look at: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. What are they? You know, hey, there's going to be some opportunities here if we're positioned right. So we need to recession-proof our business, and this is part of this plan. And the third reason why you're going to want to listen to this, it's more the reason why I wanted to do it, was I had a coaching call, actually a free strategy call yesterday, and a contractor went and clicked on the big button, took him to a calendar, he set a time, and we got on the phone. We ended up talking probably 2 hours. I really like this guy. He's great. And actually, we're going to be working together. And he's really the ideal contractor for me to work with. I'm talking all the time about your ideal customer. Who is that? Who do you want to work for? And this guy's, you know, perfect. I really liked him. Fits right into the niche. And most importantly, I know I can help him. You know, we're going to really get down, start doing some planning, start implementing, because, hey, you know, what's the point in having a plan if we don't take action? So we're going to take some action and make this thing happen. And it's going to be successful. And I want to work with guys that are successful. You know, hey, I don't want people running around going, hey, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I want success stories. And I can give you success, but you have to be coachable. And you have to want to do it. And this is where a lot of these calls, you know, they don't go south, but I just say, hey, you know, this is probably not a good fit, because I can see that, you know, they're not going to do the work. They don't get it. It's really freaking hard to build a solid, profitable roofing business. It's not easy. You've got to do the work. And that's what we do. We come out of these meetings, out of our calls, and I say, okay, what are the two action steps that came out of this that you're going to take action on? And I'm going to want to see that before we meet next, you know, whether it's the next week or the week after. But regardless, it's you know, we can make some progress. And it was pretty funny, you know, when I'm asking this, I'm drilling down because, you know, I'm a little stubborn and so forth. And I go, well, what contractor isn't? But you're going to leave your ego at the door and we're going to get in here and do the work and we're going to get in here and kick some ass. So anyway, this guy's is perfect. He's been stuck, you know, $1.5 million, $2 million. And really hasn't been making the progress. He's got a lot going on and we could really get this thing straightened out. I mean, I can see what's happening here. And, you know, and it's a kind of a typical, and it's really a situation that I see a lot, probably 90% of the time. And this is part of the plan we're going to get into. But part of this, one of the steps is to look at the customer. And I call it the what, who, where, and why. And the what is really, what business are you in? You know, let's clarify that. Be crystal clear, because he's doing some siding, he's doing some, you know, gutters and commercial and residential. And I say, I'm thinking about windows. And no. Let's take a look back at each of these. Let's say we got four separate services, four really profit centers or loss centers, which I'm sure we're going to run into, because you're probably making money on two of these and you're losing money on two of the other ones, and we should get rid of them. And I know this because that was my experience. Because early on in my business, I talk about, you know, that I was going through the same thing, wasn't making the money it should be, stressed, hamster wheel, the whole deal. So I brought in a business coach, and this is going way back when there weren't that many around, really. And it changed everything. I'll tell you, the first thing we did was just like, it's just what I want to do because it's the correct thing to do. But we looked at, you know, broke this out. And what we did, we had residential and commercial, and we did both. And we'd do a big commercial job and then come on and do, you know, Mrs. Jones' house. And we'd constantly screw it up because, you know, they're used to the production end. So we looked at that and said, you know, we're really not making any money on this residential, and it's sucking our time. You know, we keep screwing it up. We're going to be out there doing, you know, customer service and so forth. So we dropped that completely. We phased that out and focused on 100% on commercial re-roofing directly for building owners, no general contractors, no flippers, no any of this. And then we built out a awesome service department. Now, that's not saying that's the way to go for everybody, because there's a lot of profitable residential companies that shouldn't be doing commercial. But we've got to split that out. Everybody wants to get in the commercial business. Oh, jobs are bigger and all that. No. It doesn't mean you can make money, but that's a different topic. So this guy, let's take a look at your homepage. Is it really clear what you do? Are you the expert in this one thing that people are looking for? Because if you're sitting here, somebody's looking for a roof replacement, and here you are, the jack of all trades, master of none, they can't really see what's going on. They want to have an expert, and that's what we want to do, is we want to focus down on that niche. The riches are in the niches, and we want to focus down on that. We start there and then build out. Okay, so this is it's perfect. So I'm really excited about that. But the first thing is, do you someone say, hey, did you download the plan? Yeah, I downloaded it. Did you do it? No, I haven't gotten around to it. So we're going to get that straightened out real fast. But it's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to working with them. And that's what I do. But we just finished the first quarter of the year. We got to jump on this if you guys don't have a plan in place, written out, reviewed with everybody, well thought out. We need to get on this. We want this to be our best year ever, 2022, and we can do this. But before I jump into this, I just got to cover one thing, because right before I got on, I was reading, what is it, Roofing Contractor Magazine, I think, or one of the deals. And I'm coming through this article, and sure enough, here's three men sentenced to prison for stealing over $1.8 million from North Carolina roofing contractor. Now, I've talked about this before on this show, because contractors are always getting embezzled because they, you know, they just don't have the systems in place to prevent this. This is part of what I do, I'll tell you. I was working with a contractor, not anymore, because he got embezzled. I think it was 2 years ago, and he's just been trying to recover from that. And it's just, there's no way that you can recover from a hit like that that he took. And these guys, you know, I don't know this company, but, you know, $1.8 million, man, that's a lot of dough. That's a lot of cash, a lot of money that's gone, you know. So this is the story, and this is generally how they do it, you know. So we got three defendants that were sentenced. So they caught these guys and stealing nearly $2 million. They go through the whole thing, and yeah, they're guilty, and they're ordered to pay restitution of $1.8 million. Here's three guys. How the hell are they going to come up with that money? I mean, I don't care if you got a judgment. That money's gone, I'll tell you. And the way they do it is, you know, this is the typical way. So what they did, he got this one guy was running his branch, and he got these other two guys to join in on him, you know, get with him and put this thing together. But what they did, they set up a couple of phony subcontractors, and they were sending fake invoices and paying them. And they're going into the bank accounts that were controlled by these guys. And, you know, it's that money's gone, man. I'm telling you. And they had it set up, and this is how they do it so often. There's a number of ways, but this is the you know, the biggest thing that I see is the phony contractor, you know, deal. And they just start funneling all this money. It comes in the form of tax payments too, where guys have been, you know, rather than making the tax payments, they've been making them to their own account. And the next thing they know, not only are they out the money, but man, they are having some real problems, you know, because they don't care if you got ripped off. You owe that money to the taxes, you know, and so they're really screwed now. You just got to protect yourself. There are things that we can do. Call, you know, I'll give you a list on how to do this, how to prevent this, but never give somebody the signing, you know, privileges. Always sign the checks, you know. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, but I'll tell you, or have dual signatures. Don't let people touch the money. So that's that. Last thing is, before we get into this, is I want to thank my sponsor. And I just had a long talk with these guys, and that's Ruby Receptionists. And talking about some of the programs that they're coming out with, some of the deals that I'm talking to them about based on the contractor experiences that of my coaching clients. And I got a bunch of them that use it. And what these guys do, what Ruby does, is they answer the phone remotely. And they answer it with a friendly, professional voice. And if you're rolling this stuff over in a voicemail or answering, you know, on your cell phone, you know, are you really running a business here, or is this Chuck in a truck? You know, because you're trying to make a sale, you're trying to do these other things, you're not paying attention to the people that are calling. You spend all this money to get the phone to ring, it's ringing, and you don't answer the phone. How crazy is that? You need to have somebody answering that phone. It tees up the sale. We talk about sales process. The first step of the sales process is answering the damn phone. Really pisses people off when you don't. They're not going to leave a message. They're going to go to somebody else, and you're going to look like a bozo. So, you know, check out Ruby at callruby.com. They've got a number of programs, and you know, we're going to make some changes here coming up. It's really going to improve things. But the contractors that I'm working with, man, I'll tell you, they've captured these calls that they would have lost before. They set up that, you know, sale, teeing up the sale, that first touch is so important that you got to have a live person answering the phone. And you don't want to have somebody in your, you know, you don't need a full-time person in your office doing this. You can do it remotely. I'm a big fan of, you know, outsourcing a lot of these tasks. That's how we're going to grow our business. You hear me talk about it. So go check them out at callruby.com. All right, so let's get into this. So what is the one-page business plan? Well, it's an 8-step template that's going to give you a highly focused overview of your business. It's designed just really to just get you started on the process of planning, the planning of the future direction of your business. And as somebody said, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. So who cares? And what it's not a financial plan where you've got your budget, your financial information, and there's no math, there's no accounting, no numbers, because I know contractors don't really like the numbers. That's a different program. What we're talking about here is just really getting your business organized, seeing where you're going, where the future is, what kind of problems you've got, what kind of strengths, and we're going to get into that. But I get asked, you know, do I really need a business plan? Well, if you're satisfied just working for wages and you're really not interested in growing a valuable asset, then you really don't need one. But that's not a business either. But on the other hand, if you're going to grow a more profitable business that's actually going to work for you and providing you with a great lifestyle for you and your family, something that can be sold for top dollar to support you in retirement, then you've got to have a business plan. It's a must. But why just a one-page business plan? Well, the primary reasons that contractors don't have a business plan, because they tell me they don't really have any clear direction on where they want to take their business. You know, they think it takes too much time, or it's too complicated, or contractors just don't know how to get started. So that's why I came up with this. It's a simple business plan that you can complete in just a couple hours. And it's really answering the simple questions. You just fill in the blanks, print it out. You're going to have a pretty clear outline of where you want to go and a roadmap to get you there. Step number one is the end. Where do you want to end up? What's the destination? Because there's one thing that you can be sure of in this business, and there's not many, but you can be sure that one day you're going to exit this business. It may be voluntary. It may be involuntary. They may shut the doors on you, or hopefully you've prepared the business for sale and you're able to exit and come out with a ton of money for all your hard work that's going to support you in retirement. But unfortunately, very few contractors are able to do that because they don't plan ahead. But when you're thinking about the end, maybe you're going to sell it to your family. Maybe you're going to try to sell it to a competitor. Either way, it's going to take you a lot of years to get this thing ready for sale. Now, the one thing that I wanted to do, my father never traveled. He always wanted to do that when he retired. Well, he didn't make it to retirement. So I said, screw that. I want to travel now when I'm young. I want to see the world. And I needed to build my business up that way. So by bringing in the systems and processes, having the right people, getting them trained, I was able to do that. So that was my end. But yours may be different. It could be, hey, I'm just trying to make it through the first 2 years of my business without dying here. So everybody's got a different end, but you need to know what that is. Step number two is the customer. In this step, you're going to take a hard look at the customers that you want to do business with, because most contractors, they want to be everything to everybody. And that is a sure path to failure. We look at the what, the who, the where, and the why of the customer. The what is clearly understanding what your company does well and where your best opportunities are going to be. It may be residential, it may be commercial, but you've got to take a hard look at where you are strong, where you can make your money. I see too many companies that are doing a little of this, a little of that. I mean, they're doing bath remodel, they're doing gutters, they're doing everything. You got to focus in on what you really did do well. In my case, our consultant came in. We did both residential and commercial. We took a look at it, broke them out into profit centers with the different overheads that they have. Turns out we were losing a ton of money in the residential, and it was dragging our commercial down. That next week, we dropped the residential end of the business, focused 100% on commercial, and that company just took off. Not to mention all the headaches that we had. We eliminated all the stresses because we just didn't do it very well. We didn't have our setup, you know, where all those little problems come up with Mrs. Jones all the time. And so we got out of that business, and it made a huge difference. Some say the riches are in the niches. So you can niche down. You can make a lot of money in being a specialist. So that's the what. What is it that you do well? The who is clearly understanding your ideal customer. Who's that one customer that you wish you had another 100 like? The one that makes it all worthwhile, that you enjoy working with, that makes it easy and makes it profitable. Not the guys that bang you down all the time, that bitch about every little thing. You know the customers that I'm talking about. And there's a bunch of them out there. So you just need to find them. And that's where the where is focusing our efforts going to find these ideal customers? Or more importantly, how are they going to find you? So maybe it's high-end residential work is your bread and butter. Okay, so you certainly don't want to waste your time in neighborhoods. Homeowners can't afford your services. The why, and this is critical. What is it that makes you different from your competitors? Why would I want to buy from you and not your competition? And if you clearly can't explain that to your prospects and make them understand why you are absolutely the best contractor for the job, then you're just a commodity. And they're going to just take the lowest price. And this is what so many contractors are doing. They're just banging their heads trying to be low bid. And that is crazy. Particularly now, in my opinion, we're coming into a slower time. That is going to be more and more difficult. And being able to differentiate yourself and to be able to sell your jobs, everybody get some sales training. You're going to need it when the economy turns. Learn the differences. And because there are a ton of differences, you just have to sit down and really think about it. Okay, so that's the why. It's called a unique selling proposition. You know, it shows your prospects why you're the obvious choice, even though you have a higher price. Because price is not the most important thing that buyers choose from. Always remember that. It's true. Okay, let's get into step number three, which is I call the focus. Now, in business school, one of the first things they show you to do with your business plan is to come up with a mission statement. Everybody's probably heard what that is. It explains what you do, who you do it for, and you know how you serve your customer. But we did that. We put it up on the plaque, up on the lobby wall, and then everybody forgot it. So my opinion is it's a waste. As opposed to coming up with an elevator pitch, I like that better. And it kind of does the same thing, which is it when you meet somebody new and they ask you, hey, what do? Rather than sitting there stumbling, you're prepared and you can give them your 30-second, 45-second, 60-second, depending on who it is, elevator pitch. And you're prepared to do that. And the elevator pitch explains three things. One, what's the problem that you solve? Two is how you solve it better than your competition. And three, what action do you want them to take? Okay, the call to action. But when you're looking at what are the problems that you solve, well, the problem is that your prospect may not be aware of is that the vast majority of complaints to the Better Business Bureau come because of roofing. Comes because roofers are up there on the roof doing who knows what. You have no idea. Until they're gone, they've been paid. It rains, it leaks, you can't find them again. So you just take a look at all of those problems, all of the problems that you see on Yelp. You go through that. That's the problem. How do you solve it better? Well, we've been in business for 20 years. We have this process of inspections and so forth. Here's our list of dozens of satisfied customers with their phone number. Give them a call and see how we did. All of the things that you do that make you better than your competition. And three is, here's this new person you met. What would you like them to do? I like to say, here's my card, or ask them, can I get your card and I'll send you our little ebook on how to select a roofing contractor you can trust. But that's the idea. It's those three things. Cover those in your elevator pitch. It focuses you down on exactly what you do, what the problem is, how you solve it better than your competition, and what action do you want them to take. Your goal is to have them say, hey, tell me more. That's interesting. Otherwise, they're going to be heading for the door like everybody else because they're saying, this is boring. I don't care. So get that elevator pitch down. And step number four, we call it the SWOT. And a lot of you may have heard about the SWOT, but it's, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are the opportunities? And what are your threats? So when you take a look at your strengths, what is it that you do well? Maybe you've got a great production system, or maybe you've got a great sales force, or the various procedures, lead generation system perhaps. But those are your strengths. You can generate a lot of leads. Okay, what are your weaknesses? Everybody has their weaknesses. These are the areas that you're getting profit leakage or slippage. You know, maybe your supervision on the jobs is not what it should be, so the jobs are leaking profits. How can you improve these? Or maybe you just want to work around them for now, the weaknesses. Let's take a look at opportunities. What are your opportunities? Well, maybe there's a new product on the market that presents an opportunity. You can move into new locations, new areas. There's a number of them. So you just have to think, sit down, look at what the opportunities are, learn to identify them, and then go out and dominate them. Now, what are your threats? Well, give you a few threats is that, one, I believe this economy is going to start turning. It's going to become more difficult than it is now. Everybody's sitting on their ass, you know, like, you know, the big party, but we're going to be in the hangover just like we had been. It's going to come at some point. So you want to make sure you're prepared for this. And whether if you're doing 100% new construction, that's probably not going to work out for you down the road. One area that's great is in maintenance and so forth. When the economy turns, that's what we always did, was really increase our maintenance and repair department. These are the things to think about, the threats. Big threat is getting your employees poached right now. And that's a huge problem that they're having. So how do you watch for that threat? Well, you make sure that everybody's happy, you're taking care of your people, and nobody's going to leave. So that's step number four. Let's get into step number five. I call this the operation. Really, business is pretty simple. You got to sell work, you got to do work, and you got to keep score. And those are the three legs of our stool. Now, the difficult part about this is keeping that stool solid. Because what happens is one of the legs tends to get weak. Well, our problem now, we've got a ton of work, but we don't have the people to do it. So that production leg is getting weak. Or what's going to be coming down the road, the sales leg of the stool. Maybe that starts getting weak. Our sales start falling off. And now we've got the guys, but we don't have the sales. So how do we got to take a look at our sales process. How do we keep our lead flow? How do we keep a full pipeline? That's the sales end of the stool. And the third, which is the keeping score leg of the stool, this is the one that generally is weak because contractors tend not to, as I said, don't like the numbers, don't want to get into that. They push it off onto somebody that's generally unqualified, or worse, they're going to embezzle you, rip you off. And that really sucks because most of these guys, most contractors, they either came up through the sales or they came up through production. Don't know too many CPAs turned roofing contractors, but they're good at one of those, or you can get a good balance. But they don't know their numbers. And this is a critical problem, particularly now. And here's what happens with the scorekeepers. And you say, who cares about that? Well, if they're not getting those invoices out, for instance, you're doing all this work, things are getting delayed, you're not completing the jobs on time, a huge problem that I see. You're not getting the invoices out, which means you're not getting cash in. Most businesses, they go out of business because they don't have the cash. They run out of cash. Even when we're in really hot times like this, especially like hot times like this, you're burning through the work. You got to pay for your materials. You got to pay for your labor, but you don't have the cash in. So this is an area where you really have to stay on top of it. You've got to control these jobs. So you've got to have current job costings so you can you know in the job if you're on target, if you're making your budget versus actual. You got to have those numbers. And if you're not getting the information from the field to get it back out there to them so they can control these jobs, you're going to have a problem. So this plan is the template is made to get you to think about these things. Take a look at the operation and see where you've got your strengths and where you might have some problems, and keep that stool, the three legs, solid for a good, solid business. If the stool tips over, you're out of business and you're screwed. All right, step number six. I call it the process. This is really what it's all about, where you really see where the problems in a business are. Say that you just won a 2-week vacation to Maui, okay? It's free. Take your family. The problem is you have to leave Monday. Well, most guys can't do that because their business would not run without them. So if you really think about taking 2 weeks off, when's the last time you took a 2-week vacation? Most contractors, it's been one hell of a long time. But if you can't do that, it means that the business is too reliant on you and you have to make all those decisions. And to be able to take that 2-week vacation, you have to plan for that. You have to get the processes and the systems in place where this is how we do things. Basically, our checklist for each position. Now you're able to take the people, put them in the position, not the other way around. You don't try to work the position around people. So you get good people, you train them, get them going, and get the hell out of the way. Go to Maui for 2 weeks and let them do their job and make sure they're doing it. Keep an eye on them, make sure they're trained. You've given them feedback, which is feedback is the breakfast of champions. Always remember that. So we're doing our reviews and working with these guys. But that is step number six, the process. Step number seven is the action. You can have this plan, but without action, it's worthless. A lot of consultants will tell you, okay, well, let's make this big, long laundry list. Here's all the things that we need to do. And it just gets overwhelming and nothing happens. I'm a big believer of the one thing. What's the one thing that will make the most difference in your business? Let's say we are going to start a new maintenance department, okay? There's a profitable idea. It's something that every, particularly commercial contractor, should have, and that should be dialed in. And maybe that's the one thing you're going to focus on for maybe this quarter. Doesn't mean it's the only thing, but it's the one thing that you're really going to focus on. To get that accomplished, you have to come up with the goal. You have to assign it to the person. It's got to be in writing. And there has to be a completion date. And you need to follow that. So we're going to have the first step. We're going to set up the system for our maintenance department. Step one. Step two, Joe's going to do it. All right. And we're going to have it completed 3 months from now. And each of these goals, they have to be written, assigned, and a completion date to get these things down. That's what we call the action. You gotta take action. Here's step number 8, my final step. And this is what I call the view. And this is where I've seen so many contractors that get to the end. It's not what they thought it would be. They're not happy. And you've got to plan this out. And it may seem like it's a long ways off, but you get that together. And the view, once you get there, what's it going to look like? You've sold this to your kids. Okay. Now you're sitting there. What are you going to do? Well, you don't play golf. You're just sitting around driving your spouse crazy, right? Or you're missing being in the business. And this happens so often. Guys, I always want to talk about, oh, I want to retire. I don't want to have to do this anymore. They get out. They miss the business. They miss the action. They miss what they do every day. So these are the things that you have to think about. Here you are. You finally made it to the top of the mountain. Well, what does the view look like? Is it what you'd hoped for? Is it what you'd planned for? Be careful what you wish for. You may just get it. So you've downloaded your plan. You've gone through, answered all of these questions, gone through this process. And now at the end, there is a one-page fillable PDF. It's really tight. There's not much space to write your answers in. And that's done intentionally, where you really need to focus this down. It's crystal clear for you. You've got your plan together. You can take a look at this. You can print it out. You can review it with your guys. Keep it out. Review it periodically, because it's going to change. That's the one thing you can count on. I love this quote by the boxer Mike Tyson. Iron Mike says, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. So you've got to be able to adapt. You got to be ready to make some changes. But to have this plan, at least you know where you're going. You're driving, say, cross country to get to your destination, and you don't have duct tape over your gauges, okay? So you're running out of gas. You burn up your engine. You don't know where the hell you're going. That's how most contractors run their business. Not you. You're going to get the plan together. I mean, it's going to take you an hour or two is all. Just get started on this process, and you can always adjust. But once you get into it, you're going to love it. You're going to find that you're going to have a far more profitable business. You're going to have more satisfied employees because they know where they're going. You're going to have more free time to do the things that you want to do because everybody's on the same page. You're not running around putting fires out all the time. Check it out. This is one of the most beneficial things we did in my business to help grow my profitable business. Always had a coach that held me accountable, kept my feet to the fire, made sure that I was on track. So if this is something that you want to talk to me about, maybe I can help you do some coaching. Maybe I can review your plan. But all you need to do is go to my contact page, click make a phone appointment. We'll set up a time to talk on the phone and see how I can help you. And I want to thank everybody for listening. I really appreciate it. And until next week, we will see you on the Roofer Show.